Hare Krishna. Even for those who think God is the last thing they need, He remains the first thing they need. Some people say, that is the last thing I need. That is a rhetorical way of saying that I am not interested in it, I don't want it, I don't want anything to do with it. And some people use this towards God. They say, God is the last thing I need, I don't want to have anything to do with God. Such people may be aggressively atheistic, or they may just have been put off by their experiences with religious people or with religious organizations or whatever else. Now, they may feel that God is the last thing they need. Now, the fact remains that actually for all of us, God is the first thing we need, because we are eternally parts of God. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Manashashthani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. Krishna says in 15.7 in the Gita that all living beings are my parts eternally, and they are meant to be a part of me, but when they live apart from me, then what happens? Manashashthani indriyani, the mind and the senses, they drag the person here and there, trying to fulfill this desire, fulfill that desire, fulfill that desire, and this way prakritisthani karishyati, struggle in material existence. Now, Krishna also tells in 4.11 in the Bhagavad Gita, Yetha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyaham. As all people surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So if somebody doesn't want to have anything to do with God, God will say, okay, you want to explore life in a godless way? I'll let you do that. That's what you want, I'll let you do that. However, even when they are being godless, actually, they are not godless, because whatever they are attracted to, we all of us, when we live our life, we are attracted to something or the other. So whatever it is that we are attracted to, that thing's attractiveness comes from God. In 10.41 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam, shri madurjitam eva va tatta deva avagachattvam, mama tejo amsha sambhava. So everything opulent, beautiful and glorious, it comes from a spark of Krishna's splendor. That means atheists may say, I'm a very logical person, I'm attracted to logic. And now, where is the attractiveness logic coming from? It is coming from Krishna. If somebody, some people are materialists, they're attracted to opposite sex, they're attracted to wealth, they're attracted to power. Where do these things get their attractiveness from? They get it from Krishna. Now, the difference is that when we are attracted to the sparks can give us some pleasure, can give us some excitement, can give us some enjoyment, but it is finite, it is very limited. Because ultimately, if it's cold and if there is a spark, how much warmth can the spark provide? If there is a big blazing fire, that can provide a lot of comfort. But a spark cannot provide that comfort. So Krishna is like the sun. And our heart longs for Krishna. And unfortunately, not knowing that we are longing for Krishna, we look for other things in this world. So for such people who are turned away from God, what we can help them to contemplate is that even their very life is dependent on factors and forces beyond their control. Krishna talks about the Jnana Chakshu from 15.12 to 15.14 in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says that how people can appreciate that their very existence, we need heat, we need light, we don't create that, the sun provides that, the moon provides that. No, we can't even produce our own food unless nature arranges through photosynthesis to provide the food. What to speak of, even if food is provided, we can't digest it ourselves. Actually, it gets digested by some higher arrangement. We just eat it and we forget it, but it gets digested by some other arrangements. Krishna says, in 15.12 to 14, all these arrangements are made by me. Yadadityagatam tejo jagadbhasete khilam yachandramasya chagno tat tejo vidhimamakam. The light and heat and light of the sun comes from me, or the sun and moon comes from me. Gamavishachi bhutani dharayami hamojasa pushtnami cha aushadhi sarva somo bhutvarasatmaka. The earth is sustained by me. The vegetables get their juice from me. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrita pranapana samayukta pachamyannam chaturvidham. I digest the food. So the cosmological, terrestrial and physiological, all the needs that are there for us, they are fulfilled by the arrangement of God. When we contemplate thus, we understand that even if we say, I don't need God, we need what God has provided us already. And by philosophically understanding this and understanding that whatever we feel we need, actually it's reflecting a spark of Krishna's splendor, we can gradually redirect our attraction towards Krishna. And those who are trying to share Krishna consciousness with people who feel that God is the last thing they need can try to find the intersection between what they need and what is the ambit of Krishna Bhakti. And through that intersection point, help them to recognize that they need God and they need Him first. Thank you. Hare Krishna.